Pam and Jesse Williford are among a group of citizen plaintiffs in the NEPA climate change lawsuit. The Willifords live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and hope to build a small retirement home on Emerald Island on North Carolina's Outer Banks. Jesse Williford says he and his wife are concerned that rising sea levels, increased storm severity, and erosion resulting from climate change will add a substantial cost to building their dream home.
I first of all came down to Emerald Isle about 1970, so it's been 30 years ago. And my wife and I have come down just about every year since then and bringing our family down. And so we've been coming down pretty regular for about 30 years. About 25 years ago, we purchased a lot down here because we were very interested in retiring down here. Such a nice, peaceful place and had such nice, wide beaches. And the lot that we got, we purchased, is about 1,000 feet from the ocean. So you can actually see the sand dunes that border the beach from the edge of the lot. As you see from where we're standing on top of this deck now, it looks like to me we've lost 20 or 30 feet of this particular sand dune. I think the biggest amount of sand is lost during the hurricane. When the hurricanes, the frequency of the hurricanes and the strength of the hurricanes has really taken away that sand. Yeah, since these islands are, you know, all just sand, just, you know, pure white sand, you expect to have some erosion and some movement. But I think the thing that's concerned me about the global warming is as ice melts at some places, then the sea level increases, you know, very small kinds of amounts. But that makes there's going to be, you know, more erosion whenever that happens. They're adding sand to the beaches here, just trying to replenish the sand that was lost. Because as the dunes keep getting eroded, then, you know, the houses on the main front of the beach are going to be, you know, eventually washed away, or the foundations would be washed away, and then they would be condemned and eventually would be destroyed. So they're trying to put the sand back to kind of save those houses and preserve, I think, a tax base, because these houses along the beach here at Emerald Isle pay a tremendous amount of taxes. They go to the support of the county itself. So that's why they're having to replenish the beach here. The lot over the last 25 years, we've let it just kind of grow, and so we've not cleared anything out, so it's a little thicker than it used to be. But some of our trees have died out, which is kind of scary. Some of the large trees, they haven't been dead that long. My guess is probably 3-4 years along that line. I suppose that goes back to a hurricane that we had in 1996. Hurricane Fran, and I think also Hurricane Bertha came through. And what was unusual about both Bertha and Fran was that somehow or other there was a tremendous amount of salt spray that kind of went across the island, and many cedar trees were killed. Of the 30 years we've been coming down here, that was the only time I'd seen that much salt spray and do that much damage to the vegetation and to the trees. The plans that we originally had were to build as a, you know, a small kind of cottage, hopefully not too expensive, but now it seems like we've had more hurricanes over the past few years. So it makes us more concerned about our building. You know, we need to make sure we build it strong enough. I think the codes over the years have changed and may change some more. I'm very surprised that I'm here talking about this today. Because I never picture myself as getting involved. I'm usually pretty low-key and kind of take things as they come and go. But as I see some things that kind of directly affect me, which would be the island, seeing some major changes in that one and seeing the trees getting damaged, and then concerned about being able to build here on the lot that I've got, and to think that my government is doing some things or not doing some things that are causing this pollution and this climate change to happen. That's going to harm the environment for all of us, you know. All the people in the world.
Jesse Williford lives with his wife Pam in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Willifords are plaintiffs in the NEPA climate change lawsuit.